This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Firewood crackle in the fall air. Red dirt playing on the radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there.
Pretty good, right?
It's pretty good, Jared, yeah.
I ain't never been to church going tight. Can't quote much past 316.
Pretty good.
I didn't know you knew these lyrics,
I do.
Jared.
Church found
right, here you go.
Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down-home friends. When the world's gone crazy.
Pretty good.
Jerry, what if in the summer,
friends and God,
what if in the summer, the warm-up show, we just DJ country music for an hour before Boomer and Geo come on?
That'd be fun.
Like, we just play country songs.
Yeah, let's do it.
For an hour.
How about the Monday after, the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend?
That's
let's
when we
kick
start.
Off summer. Yeah.
And then we come back to doing talk shows.
Yeah.
The day after Labor Day.
Done.
Get your requests in.
And then it's over.
It's the Alan Jerry All Request Hour.
We could do this.
Country music.
Yeah. I don't know much country music, but the few songs I do know, I do kind of know them.
I was just thinking, though, you know, we just did a story about, you know, Morgan Wallen, the country artist. He threw that chair off the... He ought to do something with WWE, because they do, you know, they hit wrestlers with chairs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool? They're at some event, right? There's a match going on. All of a sudden, a chair is thrown into the ring.
And then
help
the spotlight.
And it's Morgan Wallen through the chair. Oh, man, that would be huge.
Again,
Jerry.
You should be an agent.
Yes,
if you were Morgan Wallen's agent, you'd be pitching that to WWE already.
I say, listen, he's in a bad spot. It's looking bad. What if we had fun with it?
Perfect.
Jerry, last night, I always love an interesting thing that happens in sports. And last night, the Naylor brothers.
Oh, Josh and Bo?
Josh and Bo.
I saw this.
They play for the Cleveland Guardians. They're brothers. They're both on the same team. They both hit home runs in the same inning.
And it was National Siblings Day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was National Siblings Day.
Yeah, I think it was the fourth inning, I think.
Now, these guys have actually done that before. Last year they did.
Oh, really?
On July 14th.
See, I know Josh Naylor. I'm not familiar with Bo Naylor.
Bo Naylor? Naylor. I don't even know
her.
Hey-o.
Such a, really, two idiots.
The Naylor brothers.
Yeah. Well, we'll see them this weekend because they're playing the Yankees.
So they did it last year as well. The Upton brothers, Jerry.
Okay.
Do you know who they are?
Yes, BJ and Justin.
Correct. They did it for the Braves in 2013.
Okay.
And then I looked, there are actually six pair of brothers to do it in all of baseball. I didn't write them all down, but the Ripken brothers did it.
Okay, Billy and Cal. Fair.
Yeah, there were some others I probably...
Oh, that was it? Of.
Yeah, I didn't write them all down, but...
Did Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. ever homer in the same game? I know they didn't play long together, but they did play a season or two together.
That's a good question.
Right, because I can't think of another
just
father
Google
and
it.
Son duo that we've seen and that would have been capable of doing that. I don't know. Al is Googling it
I'm
right
Googling
now before
it.
You clip it again.
Oh, in honor of Father's Day, here is Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. hitting back-to-back home runs in 1990.
No kidding. For the Mariners?
For the doo-doo-doo-waddle-doodle, Jerry.
How do be the Mariners?
Yeah, Mariners. Yeah. That is awesome.
That is very neat.
They didn't do it on Father's Day, I'm saying.
No, but
someone posted it in honor of Father's Day.
But they did it in the same game back-to-back.
I mean, think about
it's
that.
Pretty wild.
Jerry, you have a boy.
Yeah.
You have two boys.
Yeah.
When that boy was born and you had this little boy, could you have imagined, like, Ken Griffey has a baby boy. He's just a blob, right, Jerry?
Correct.
They don't even have neck muscles.
They don't speak.
They don't speak.
They have no control of what they're doing.
You've got to cradle their head because their necks don't even have a
haven't
muscle.
Haven't developed yet. That's right.
They don't have bones yet, Jerry. These babies don't have bones. And there he is with his baby going, one day we're going to hit back-to-back home runs.
Yeah.
The chances of that have got to be astronomical.
I will tell you. Now, so Joseph is turns 14 today.
Ooh.
This is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep. I will tell you that when I look back now, Matthew's going to be 20 this year. When I used to play golf a lot before he was born. Then when he was born, I thought I would keep playing, and I didn't. And for literally the last... Really, the last 17 or 18 years, I have not played at all other than once or twice a year max at an outing or something because you're always with them and you're, you know, running around, travel sports, or just you're not going to run out on them on a Saturday afternoon or so. I just never did that. But I do remember, you know, Kim saying early on, boy, wouldn't it be great if they're athletic and maybe you're playing golf with them one day. And not only do we, but we play literally, we play 5 days a week now,
right.
4 or 5 days a week, and they're both into it. So it's not the same. We aren't the Griffies. We're not hitting back-to-back home runs. But to your point, I've gone from little blobs.
Yeah, you had a blob in your hand.
To I've got two men now that are better than me at golf, and we play literally at least three times a week, sometimes four,
yeah,
sometimes five.
That is really cool.
It is awesome. It is. We were out there yesterday.
Yeah.
It is. It's great. I mean, I'm walking. So we play at Bella Vista Country Club in Marlboro a lot now. We were there yesterday. There's no one there. I'm walking down the fairway with him. I'm like, dude, you're going to be 14. And then I'm thinking, like, this is pretty neat, just me and him hanging out. It is. It's fun.
I know I don't have children of my own, Jerry, but I could imagine sitting there with my own blob child.
Going, boneless.
Going, like, one day.
Yeah.
He and I might scroll Twitter together.
I was going to say, sit in the living room and do nothing for 3 hours except watch murder documentaries.
Yes. One day, this little blob, this little son of mine, we will watch a Netflix
but that's a bond.
Docuseries that's on murder.
Okay. And then call the police together because someone left a can outside.
Why not?
Me and this blob one day will together patrol the neighborhood looking for trouble.
Listen, Ron Darling had a kid at 50-something. It's not too late for you.
It's not too late.
You never know. You
could
have a little
out
running around.
I need to have a baby, Jerry, so I'm going to need somebody to take care of me.
Well, let's get going. You're going to be 55. You might want to move on this.
I don't know, Jerry.
If those swimmers are still active.
Well, my swimmers are active, Jerry.
You don't know that.
Don't you believe it.
What's that motility like?
They're barely moving.
They have a lifeline. Someone come get me.
Yeah. You know, they go guys every time there's a million sperm, they say.
Yes.
Mine is like one sperm.
You have more than one.
Just swimming.
Now, they might be swimming sideways, but you got more than one.
I'd be like, you have to go up this tube. I'd be like, what?
Right. The sperm are just like you. Lazy.
All the way up the tube, all the way up the tube. That's where the egg is.
Too funny.
Is the egg in the tube or it comes down the tube?
I have no idea.
I think it comes down the tube.
Nor am I going to pretend to know.
Good
Not
call.
A clue.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jerry, we talked about the... We talked about Caitlin Clark leaving women's college basketball.
They're going to retire her number in Iowa, they announced yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We talked about how that's really going to probably take a big hit for women's college
basketball.
I
would certainly think so.
And then we wondered, will the WNBA see more viewers because of this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're doing their damnedest, Jerry, to make this happen. Because the WNBA's Indiana Fever, who are expected to take her with the number one pick.
Sure.
36 of their 40 games are going to be shown nationally.
She better not get hurt, then you'll have to be like a Jet situation and Aaron Rodgers. Have the Jets on Black Friday playing the Dolphins, losing 63-4.
So they are trying, Jerry. They are going to put her out there.
Now, see, I think it's good and it's bad. I think it's good from a standpoint of I do think it will attract ratings. I do think people will watch, maybe not as much as Iowa, but I think more than any other WNBA game. I think they'll get ratings. But the bad part of that to me is, what if the other games they put on are such, there's such a stark difference in viewership? So if you've got Fever, Mercury, on whatever Friday night on ABC, and it does an eight share. I don't even know what that means, but let's just say that. And then on Saturday night, you put the Liberty and the Sun on, just throwing two names out there, and it does a one.
Yeah.
Doesn't that prove then what we think?
Yeah.
That she really is the rock star of women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out soon enough.
Now, the bad thing is, much like all the other sports we've come to watch, they're spreading these games in a million places.
Mm-hmm.
So the WNBA has TV deals with ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, Prime Video, CBS Sports Network, NBA TV, and ION. That's where
ION.
That's
wow.
where these Indiana Fever games are going to be spread.
I watch NCIS on ION.
What is ION?
It's just a cable channel.
And they show a lot of reruns?
Yeah, a lot of reruns.
And the WNBA.
I guess so. I wasn't aware of that. Now, ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, all the same.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cross-promotion there. But then you introduced CBS Sports Network. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You guys got any openings?
Maybe they have you and I.
Basketball.
If you and I called one of those games, maybe we get some promotion.
Oh, I would do that in a blink with you. Is anybody listening over there?
You would have all the real stats, and I'd be like, Jerry, that look at that woman over there. She's open.
It would be entertaining, if nothing else.
Get it to Caitlin Clark.
Al, she's not on the team. Wrong game.
What?
Why am I in Phoenix, and where's the Fever?
What are we talking about?
You would love that. You would go to Phoenix for a Fever.
Absolutely.
The Phoenix Mercury.
Mercury.
Mercury Lynx. Would you do the game?
Yeah.
Now, if it was in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'd probably still
you
go.
You would, right?
It'd be fun, yeah.
Who do we talk to?
Where's
Tyler?
CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, I think we know people there.
What's funny is whoever has the job of calling the Indiana Fever games, well, I guess they'll be different on different platforms.
I would think so. If you've got Amazon Prime, yeah. CBS Sports Network, it would be different, yes.
You think they have a local radio deal with
I do.
Sports radio.
And if they don't, they will with her
yeah.
coming. And Ryan Rucco, I believe, he's like the Mike. He does a lot of ESPN NBA games, but I think he's the Breen of the WNBA. He is their lead
is
guy.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's really good, too. Rucco's tremendous.
Not as good as me, Jerry.
Well, we'll find out, maybe. I'm sending an email today. Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo. Right now, Odyssey Sportsman at Amy Lawrence and Otani.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry. The superheroes of WFAN.
Right, we got about a minute or so left. We left a lot of time there, Al. What else?
Jerry, you see, the Mets were rained out yesterday, but I was surprised because the Mets have a 12 o'clock game today against the Braves.
Yeah.
So I thought we would get a doubleheader. But
no, September 26th.
That's so far away.
Yeah, that's the end of the regular season when they might be irrelevant or fighting for a wild card berth.
Man, if I have tickets to that game, I'd be like, I got to wait the whole summer, Jerry.
Well, listen, they got to make sure they get back in time to for their big battle against the Royals this weekend at an empty Citi Field.
Jerry,
Mets Royals?
When the Mets play the Royals.
This is not 2015.
We throw out the records.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mets Royals. So I also see that Kodai Senga's on the 60-day aisle.
Yeah, I don't think that's that big a deal. I think it sounds worse than it is.
Well, where was he?
I guess the regular aisle, I suppose, but now you backdate it to when he got hurt. And I think he'll still be ready when they think he'll be ready.
You could go on a regular IL that doesn't have a day attached to it?
Well, it's 15, I believe. Is it
15.
Right? Is it 15? And then they switch it to 60 if it's going to be later. It gives you a roster spot. Makes sense.
You got nothing between
nothing
15
crazy.
And 60-day IL?
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.